So the one of the parshas is stretches both by Midbar Nosei and a little bit by Loischa. One in Yanim is the Yanim of Shevet Levi and the Yichud of Shevet Levi. And it's betsam, on the face of it, it's a little bit hard to understand the Yichud of Shevet Levi, the Klai Yisrael is Klai Yisrael, so they were asuk all the time with Avedosam and so on, you know, with the fields and the farms and so on. Kohanim did all the Aveda. The vast majority of Avedas B'Migdash was Kosher B'Kuhn only. Levium had some sort of minor role, which is hard to understand exactly the Nakuda of their role. We have the Masos and the Piruk and the Binyan, which is only Nagea in the Midbar. So that's something that's not Nagea to other areas. It's, once that's over with, it was over with. You had Mishmeres Halavia, which was a sort of a relatively minor thing in the sense to keep out the Zarim, the people that shouldn't be there. That's also hard to understand why you need a special Shevet fit. I guess it's more Chashuv when you have a Chashuv Shevet fit, the Shmira aspect of it. It does say that Shevet Levi comes to Midas Adin, and that's something we also need to understand. The fact that's why there was the Taharas Halavim was done. The Kohanim Yuchat to Ketusha, the Yuchat Tahara. We've spoken about this, that their Indian is Midas Adin. And then you have the only one thing that they really did was the Shira on the Karm. So you need to understand of all the different things. Ke'ilu, the Torah cut it apart as being of a distinct element, that it's something which is a very different avoda. I mean, shchita, zrika, malikan, and hagosh, and tenuf, and all those avodas were fine with kohanim. That there was one inyan of shira which they passed on to Levim. If it wouldn't be something that would be very different, uniquely different, the question would be sort of manishtana. Of all the avodas, one of the avodas particularly was that. And it's hard to understand what's that nekuda of Leviya, that dem yuchat v'shira, and so on. The pasuk Mamidbar calls it avodas avoda. Rashi brings the quote, a paraphrase on the Gemara, eze avoda, that's a tzerech avoda, that is shira. Shira is something which is a tzerech for a different avoda, and that's nesachim. So it's sort of ancillary to something else. Why do we need to sort of downgrade it? You're telling me it's an avoda that's a tzerech. The kahanim amyuchat avodas avoda, which is explained as being the avoda that serves another avoda. Why isn't shira in its own right a chashav avoda? Like, you know, you have kahanim menachas are not a tzerech or something else. You bring menachas with karbonis, it's not called avodas avoda. Nisachim are brought with karbonis. The poor shira got stuck as being a tzerech of something else. The v'lei davahu, it's a sort of an avodah's answer. Is the pasuk meaning to define it down in the sense that it's not really a very special avodah, and therefore the kohanim, the levim could do it because they're less kaddish? It doesn't, hard to believe that that's the sense of the pasuk. And by us in the parasha, you have the kichas alevim. So it says kachas alevim. So Rashi says kachas alevim kachim bedvarim. Ashreichem, that you were lucky to become avodim takarish baruch, and so on and so forth. It's hard to understand. No one else got choices. No one else needed to. I mean, kohanim were kohanim, whether they like it or not. The Gemara says dafnoi, that if the kohen doesn't want to be a kohen, he'd like to rather marry a grusha or become a tameh, you take a stick and you impose it on him. It's not it's not subject to rotzen. Levium or levium, and they were told to mekadesh levium. Why of all the jobs in Klai Yisrael were Levium the ones that had to be sort of soft-spoken and convinced and said, you know, it's really very important to be a Levi, it's so nice, it's so good. If they are, they are Levium, there was no choice, and they're not aware that somebody could opt out of being a Levi. Chazal say, kachas Levium. Halacha, kama nimen hoye bekinor. How many strands were there in the kinor? Shal Levium and Nagibay. Arab Yudah, zayin nimen hoye bekinor. There were seven strands. Shenema seva smelach sanecha nimois altia tikra seva ala sheva smochais. It should be sheva smochais. And the chain David oime sheva bayim alticha mishpate tzidkecha. Anyone understands that this is, I mean, let's just think, let's sit back. We used to the Lashonis Chazal. Chazal are discussing how many strands were in the kina that was a mikdash. Who cares? I mean, there's so many other kalim. How many holes were in the flutes and how many, what kind of shayla is that? And yeah, he has a pasuk that it says, Seva smochos, I'll take a seva la sheva. Well, what is Chazal saying over here? Chain David says, Sheva yomotichem. Then he says, Moisav shel to be shmoina. Shekein David oimer beniglam tzerkinis ala shminis. Lasid lavoi nasis esa shem lekim shechodesh ha-shilicho benevel oser. Umiskel and Shmuel and David, and so on. So it says, so the whole Indian that the kinar is going to expand, it's going to be a bigger kinar. If I wanted to describe how many, the chshivas of how much nicer it'll be in when Hashiach comes, I would say how many more kalim there are in the orchestra. I mean, vaya levim oimdim al aduchon umezamrim lefnei misha ama vaya oilam. And the levim would be standing on the duchen, and they would sing lefnei misha ama vaya oilam. Re'echi bashchiru kashvatz levim. So they were mezamrim lefnei misha ama vaya oilam. So it's not a usual expression for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something about that they're being mezamel of name Misha Oma v'hoya Oilam. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechuna? Why Chazal picked that description of Misha Oma v'hoya Oilam to describe this particular event? So I'd like to understand it a little bit with a Sfasema says it. He says it in two different inyanim. I'd like to explain both of them. One is, he speaks about Kahan Levim and Yisraelim in the different roles, and he says that Kohanim are, he says a person's koima is divided between machshava diba maisa. Kohanim are keneged maisa. Levim keneged dibur, and klaus of nemachshava. It's built around the Gemara and the Nuschat Tefillah we have that kohanim. It says kohanim avadosam, levim b'shir mazimram or al duchanam, and Yisrael b'mamadam. So you have klaus all divided into three chalakim. The klaus itself is b'mamadam, kohun is avoda, and levim is duchanam ashir mezimra. That's how it's split up between them. So one is keneged. A second inyan, he says, in a different place, is that it's keneged nefesh, zman, and mokom. Klai Yisrael's kaveh mokom. You know, each tachas gafnoi, v'teinosoi, everyone has a mokim klasol. Everyone has a nachlo, except for Shevet Levi, Kohanim Levim. Levia is keneged zman, and he brings a remez fit that shonim poisim Levi, and not mum is not poisim Levi, and koyin is keneged nefesh. So koyin is keneged nefesh. Levi is keneged zman. It says in Chazal every day has a different shira, and we do. We have a shir shal yoyim. We have a shir of the Mo'adim. The Mesach Sofer has a shir from Adim. The Goyen takes that on, and that's all they say, that shir from Adim. You find the Malach that told Esav, it's my turn to say shira today from Bris Olam. Every day it has a new shira, so the Vim are connected Zman, and that's why Zman passed them. And Klal Yisrael is connected Mokum, because they're Kaveh Mokum and so on. I'd like to try to understand that role of Levim in the world of Dibur and so on. Understand its nekuda and where it's critical, where it fits in a very critical way. The Adam is a guf and a neshama. The only element there's a sort of paradox in the description of guf versus neshama. On the one hand, this world is olam ha'asiyah. It's a world of tangible activities. Something that's not done with all best intentions is not something that is of any... It's not something of significance. It doesn't count in this world. Machshavis are not mitzurif to Maisa. This world is a world of asiyas. And therefore, whatever is done is done. Whatever is not done is not done. With all good machshavis, doesn't make a difference. So the world itself is the olam ha'maisa, and mitzad that, one would have to say that maisa is better than machshav in this world. So if you have a choice, two people want to be mefayah somebody. One has beautiful machshavis but doesn't do anything to show pius. The other one is mefayah him. The other one does something for him, or in chesed, whatever it is. Asiyah is where things start. And Betzem Reb Chaim Veloshens Nefesh HaChaim, the first chelik, is built on it. That Maisa Mitzvah is the sheirish of everything. If things are done, that's the first step. Everything else is secondary. On the other hand, we've seen many times, we've seen Devin Ezra a lot of times, that the Iker is the Leiv, Rachman Aliba Boy. There's something that's called Maisa Koif Ba'alma, that the person does something, and the mice is not different than a monkey. In other words, it's just an act. So a monkey can perform physically, can do many things a human does, can be trained to do many things, but we look at that as not halachically a mice, a koif ba'alma, doesn't have the status of a real mice, because he didn't do the seichel. If a person was nishtate, a person went crazy, and he ate matzah, and he shook lulav, and he blew shofar, he has to redo it, because the pu'ula itself, without the das in it, is not, so there's a certain adifus to das, because that's the chshivas. So which is adif? The answer is, it's like a guf and a shama. They come together. There's no way, it's a maisa, it doesn't have a shem maisa if it's a maisa koif. A machshava that never came lidei maisa is not part of this world's. It's not part of the metzias of this world. But it can't be that machshava and maisa are two separate in yonim. How is a person mechaber the two together? When does maisa become a bitui, a gilui of machshava? So in other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world is that this world be a physical act that is an expression of a pnimistic erotzen and das. The tachlis of this world is to do things that are the physical and tangible manifestation of a Havana, a Ratzin, and so on and so forth. That's the exact description. So if a person does a Maisa, and there's no Das whatsoever in the person, that's called Maisa Koif. A Koif does a Maisa, but that Maisa is not a description of anything else, and therefore it doesn't have a Shem Maisa in the world. It doesn't have a Shem Maisa. On the other hand, if a person has a Machshava, and he never brings it to description in this world, then it's not. It's nothing. I mean, because everything is lies in the world of machshava and so on. Without coming to the bitu, it's nothing. The reason it's like that is because that's be'etzem the bria of the world. There's a pchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Rutzoyne Yisparach, Chochmosa Yisparach. And this world is a gilui of those ritzonos and chachma. So if we ask ourselves, what is this world? We'll answer, it's a gilui of daitoi, of chachmosai, and ritzonos barach. A marshal, if someone to ask you, what's the ikka in a play? In a play, is the ikka the plot, the content, or the actors acting? The answer is, if the actors are acting not based on any script or plot, just a bunch of people are doing whatever they feel like doing. That's not a play. And if you write a script and no one's acting out, it's not a play. You can't slice it. There's no way to split it because the play is the expression of an idea by people expressing that idea on a stage. So this whole world, the tachlis of the world is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nistoris. Those things that are nistoris, we understand, we describe them as chachma and ratzon. And the gilui is the physical reality in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is that described? How is this nekuda that I'm describing, how is that written in the Torah? So, Baruch She'oma V'hoyo Ha'olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, he made it with Dibur. So, the descriptions in the Rishonim is, we said in Akdomis, B'loy Le'usa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Oysa Klila, and with Dibur, it's a minimalization of effort. In other words, a person to build something needs to schlep it, to work, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it effortlessly through Dibur. Well, why not Machshava? If a person creates something with Machshava, then that's certainly effortless. I mean, we can't do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. So why isn't it described in terms of, why isn't effortlessness described in terms of Machshava? Why is it described in terms of Dibur? Why is it Baruch She'oma V'olam? Vayoyme. Why is it Basorim HaMoris Nevoilam? The answer is because Dibur is the koyach that describes the thing and is mechaber the two. So if I give you $100, there's a mice of $100, and I had a das and a rotzel why I gave it to you. But the $100 I give you does me a thing. Am I repaying a loan? Am I paying you for working for me? Am I giving you a present for your birthday? What am I doing here? Am I bribing you? What is this money for? Dibur is mechaba, the kavan and the rutz. I say, here's $100, it's a present for your birthday. Here's $100, I owe it to you. Here's $100, because you work, because I want you to work, because I'm buying something from you, because this is the price that we're agreeing on for this or that. The Dibur takes the world of the Machshav and Chachma and attaches it to the Maisa and is Mechaber the two. In a certain sense, it's the most significant of the two. It's like when you have two elements, you need them both, and they have to be Mechuba. The screw that attaches both of them is the most powerful Chibur of the two. It's the most powerful of the three. That is the central nekuda. So Baruch She'ama V'hoya Olam is a description that the Bria was made in a way, it's not only an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das and Ratzon, but it is possible to discern that Das and Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with captions as well. And those captions are the descriptions, and that's chinus of Dibur. So it says Lo'ilam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzah B'Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is always in Shemayim. Where's that Dibur? In Hashemayim Misatvim Kvoid Keil. That if a person listens, he hears Shemayim telling over the Kvoid Keil. When we see the Bria. For the person that has an oizen kasheves, he hears in it the shevach to Shemayim. That's the bechina that we call the dibur that's attached to it. In a more powerful way, shira has that inyan. When a person says something, he describes something, and there is a description of das. The description of the person's rotzen that went into it is through the koyach of shira. So if a person, the way in which a person describes it, gives it its mechaba, the inyan, and just like the mashal, if a person goes to a chasana, so the etzem chasana is the ketushin, the nesuin, the person does the ma'aseh of nesuin. What I mean, the worlds that are that are being nizgala in a mice and a suin and kedushin is given over by the shir, the even on the most partial form. The music gives it attaches the feelings to the maisa and is mechaberet to. That's the koyach of dibur and shir. So in a person's personal kaima, you have machshava, dibur, maisa. The machshav and the mice are the two elements that need to work hand in hand, or like a hand in a glove is a better expression, of to do. That's avodas Hashem, but the critical piece lies in koyach hadibur. I want to explain just one thing to clarify something about the dibur part. The Maral a lot of times speaks about the seichel adibri, seichel yune, seichel adibri. When I speak of dibur, it doesn't have to be the dibur out loud. Lemashal, if I'm taking a little of an esrik, so down deep, I'm aware of the fact that this is a mitzvah and this is a chiyuv, and that's why I'm doing it. But when I put myself on autopilot, so what happens is the machshava is a vague sense that I have. It's a kind of down deep I feel that you know it's I've learned that there's a mitzvah of lul v'esrig and it's about simcha and so on and so forth. There's a pasuk achem. It's sort of floating down. It's floating in that mass of ideas that somehow float in the head. But and the pa'ula is being done mechanically, in a way that I could have done without knowing all this. There is no real chibur. If a person consciously thinks, you know, Zimaral is mechaba thinking in the realm of vague sense and feeling. That's one dagger of thinking. And thinking where I clearly am formulating the words, the ideas in my mind, and that's a much more specific, and that's sort of a type of dibur. So when we talk about a person, the three layers in this kaima, machshava, dibur, maisa, I don't necessarily have to mean dibur as much as the conscious sense of what I'm doing now, which is a dibudika type of machshava. That's what he calls seichel hadibri. That's where, so machshava, dibur, maisa, dibur is that crucial midpoint that's mechaber the two together. That's in a person's own mice. And that's why Chazal were metakin for us. The inyanon that Chazal were metakin for us in the world of Dibur, whether it's the machshava, whether it's the brachis, tefillah in a very clear nusach, a person asks himself, what's the difference between when I davening, I'm supposed to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me das and so on and so forth, and I know it. I know it all. Yes, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything. Why isn't it enough just to think, give me? Because that all relegates, that becomes a kind of vague machshava, and there's no real chibur between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just like a person is married. So there's always a sense of what a wonderful thing it is, and so on and so forth, the ish v'isha, and so on and so forth. But unless the person takes time to formulate his own mind, he's not conscious of it. The conscious part of the person needs diburim, and the consciousness of the person is mechaber his panimius tikkurotzen, which we would call the subconscious, unconscious rotzen, to the pa'ulas that he does. In Avodas Beis Hamikdash, it was the same thing. There was an element of kahuna, there was an element of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is ma'amadam. The Beis Hamikdash represents the sum total of Klal Yisrael's rotzen to behavior Hashem. There's no other way to express it. That's why all the we needed was b'ma'amadam, their presence. The Klal Yisrael's presence was there by carbon. Chodem makiv carbon ve'nem ra'kabov. So therefore, you have this takan of ma'amadas. They did nothing. And they therefore represent Kohanim are shluchi didan shluch rachmana, but they are the shluchim of Klal Yisrael in that sense. On a technical level, they're shluchim rachmana, but certainly they're shluchim Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is oimid there and so on and so forth. The Kohanim do what Klal Yisrael wants them to do. So Kohanim abavaydasam, and that's what and they're carrying out what Klal Yisrael would have liked to do. They're the shliach for Klal Yisrael. Fine. The Levim are b'shirim v'zimram because the Levim are those that give expression. How do we understand that this avodah that Kohanim are doing is the pnimius of the Ratzon Klal Yisrael through the shira of Leviim? And it's both. There's a machlokes in Gemara if the ikar shira is bepeh or bekli. Both of them, peh is a descriptive. Peh is something which is an expression of Klal Yisrael's das, and kli shira is an expression of Ratzon. Expression of feelings of Klal Yisrael. So the two together they give out in Klal Yisrael, they give out in the Karbanis, they're expressing the feelings and Kavanis of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's called Avodas Avoda. It doesn't mean it's secondary. It means its job is to infuse life in another avodah. Their job is to give over kavana and rotzen into the avodah that it not be just a dry asiyah. So in a certain sense, Leviyah is the extreme, that specific nekuda. We asked how come Leviyim have to be kachim befer. In other words, no one else had choices. Kohanim have a much more difficult life. I mean, they have Isurim, they have this. You didn't have to be mishadled with Dvarim. But Leviyah, by its nature, belongs to the Olam of Dibur. And since it belongs to the Olam of Dibur, that's why it needs to have that, mahalach of Diburim. Its mitzias is created through the expression, listen, I know it's hard, but it's something worthy to strive for, and so on and so forth. If I impose it on somebody, when I impose on somebody something, I only get the maisa. I tell you have to do this. Bifkuda, it's a command. So all I capture is the ilma maisa. With Dibur, I capture the two together. If I want him to do it with Dibur, with maisa and Ratzon, the koyach that evokes it is dibur, and it's zekin eged zedet. With dibur, I'm being koyveya the people whose mila is dibur. We asked, what's the inyan of the din? You know, the Leviim are seen as midas adin, Aaron is seen as midas achesed. The Leviim were taken with Tyra, they were as opposed to kedusha of kahanim. There was taglachas. All the inyanim that are meramis are midas adin. The answer is that in a certain sense, Midas Hadin is an imposition. Let's explain. The machshavas that a person has in his heart and his mind, the vague feelings and ideas that you have, are not bounded. They're kind of, they don't know boundaries. They don't have form. They're not cut in any way. Once I have to move it, we find difficulty a lot of times. Our greatest difficulty is moving ideas from the world of Seichel Yuni to Seichel Dibri. Because Seichel Yuni is free-ranging. I have this feeling. I have an idea. Okay, explain it. Express it. Quantify it. I get stuck because that's a very hard avoida. I mean, and we struggle for words. The koyach of putting dibur onto it, that's midas adin. Midas adin cuts things and gives them precise boundaries. Midas adin it gives the precision and the description of things. And that is the koyach of dibur, to be able to put words to it and cut it and so on and so forth. That's why it has some element of din. That's why it says the Leviim, the Chvivas Levi is that they're saying Shira Lifnei Misha Omar Vehoya Olam. If you listen to the way Chazal describe it, the Misha Omar Vehoya Olam, the Akadosh Baruch Hu's midah of Oime Veoise is of Misha Omar Vehoya Olam. The ability, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Oime Vaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, whatever he says, you know, if we think of it always that he doesn't default on anything he promised, that's a midah grua. I mean, we expect it from somebody else. If somebody doesn't keep his words, we're annoyed. We feel that keeping a word should be everybody's responsibility. It's hard to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he's promised a lot of things, never came short. Baruch She'om Avaylam, Baruch Oime V'Oise, Goizo Mekayim. The real Shvach is that for every Asiya, there's an Amira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through his Asiyas. And in every Asiya, I can hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's the brach of Ayin Baiseh. So the chvivas of Leviyim is that the Leviyim are zelu maseh of the Baruch Oime Vaiseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts expression, audible expression, onto his pe'ulos. Leviyim are the ones that put the tam onto the words. It's like the difference between the verses of Yishayna b'lei Zimra. If Yishayna with Zimra l'meir shachayach and Yishayna without Zimra, it's klolo. The Ne'imo with Zimra. The ability to put the time on Mikra onto the Mikra, that's the world of Leviyim. And it's an extraordinary, it's not just a brushing up. It's much nicer when you sing it. The kavana, since what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is the kavana. So just like if a person gives a gift, the gift's expensive, but the person has very good intentions, but he doesn't have the ability to express it in words. It falls short. So I want to be mefayis, meratzah somebody. I give him I buy the person very valuable. I have a lot of good intentions, but I don't have words, facial expressions, or anything that could count to convey it. I receive it as a box and it says, congratulations. So it falls very short. If a person has the koyach to convey feelings, and he has feelings to convey, that puts life into the thing that he's giving. So the zelu masev uime v'oise and goize mekayim is the ability of Shevet Levi. That's the avoid of Shevet Levi. I want to go to the second inyan that is Vasemis Mo'er about Zman and what Chazal started with, how many Nimen and this kin and that kin and the other kin. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There is nothing new. There's not going to be new Bria Solom, new Torah, really. On the other hand, we're waiting for new Giluyim. In Moshe HaMashiach, it's everything is new and so on and so forth. The answer is like this. Just like the world is the same world that was here 5,000 years ago. We have electricity, atomic energy, antibiotics, a million things that we didn't have. And a million things not only in quantity, but le'ein erech in complexity, computers and so on. What changed was the bria, the substance of the bria did not change. It's the same substance. No new elements. Electricity didn't come down here 200 years ago. What changed is we got some new recipes. Someone said, you know, if you take energy and it turns a wheel and the wheel is surrounded by a magnet, you can get electricity out of it. If you take a certain type of material and you bring it together real quick, you can get an awesome amount of energy from it. What we learned was the giluyim that are mischadish are giluyim in the world of dibur. Yes, we didn't have the words of electricity before. We didn't know and understand the koyach of that. So we knew the bria, we knew water, and we knew things that fall, and we knew gas burns, we knew burning. But the world of chidush of lies specifically in the world of diburim. And that's chiddush. So if you're asking ourselves what will change from now to Lasid Lavay, the chiddush is not going to be new types of avoda. Even though there's some unclarity in Yecheskel about the korbanos, but as far as we know, when we're not aware, you know, we say in Musaf we want to bring all the korbanos and like it says in the Torah, you know, this is. Par Ben Bakr, and this is that. All of those in Yonim seem to be the same. We understand the Torah is not going to be Mischalif. The Kavanis and the Ritzonis of Klal Yisrael, we assume that that's once Klal Yisrael is locked into place and there is a Metzias Klal Yisrael, that's not going to change. So what will change? The answer is the Kinnor is going to speak with many more notes. We're going to understand and the Her Karbonis and Avoida much, much greater than we did before. Voice over the Rashi in Shashirim that we're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala more Torah to us. It's not in the substance of Torah, it's the same. But the Giluyim, there's going to be many, many more understandings. And like we said before, things that you don't have the ability to put them in words, we don't understand it consciously, and we don't feel it consciously. When we have words, all of a sudden it describes all sorts of feelings and ideas that we had, but they weren't there. So that's why Chazal asked, how many nimin did they play? And the answer is seven. Seven is the full complement of what we have now. There were shivas yimei breishis. Each day is a different shir shal yoim. Every yoim has a shir. And seven strands is the shir of an entire week of shivas yimei breishis. That's what we have. So the kinar of Leviya was the kinar of the entire Bria. Lasid Lovay, Melech HaMashiach, will be moisiv, a strand, whatever that is. And Lasid Lovay will have the full 10 strands. The world was created with 10 mamarim in 7 days. So somewhere between the 7 days and the 10 mamarim, we don't have, we're missing strands. We don't have the full expression. We have each day as a shear. But there were 10 mamarim. So Lasid Lovo, the fullness of the Tfisa and the Asaga, Yemois HaMashiach, lies specifically in that Oilam of Dibur and Shira. I guess L'nyaneinu Shtikl, in Avodas Hashem, we dehear the need to do better. That everybody understands. We do things we shouldn't. We ought to do many more things we don't, and we don't do enough. That's an easy one to pinpoint. In the world of Ratzin, it's hard to understand. On the one hand, we believe everybody has a good Ratzin. Everybody has to want to do the right thing, and it's a social business. Ma'akiv, it's possible to change the nature of your Ratzinus by Devei Musa and so on. But the Hadgasha of Avodas HaMusar really was that a person learned to formulate thoughts that reside at that vague strata of, I'm a good person, I want to do good things. That's raw material. That's not who you are really, it's not what you are. It's when, when you find people that have issues, whatever hyphen it is, you can't say you'll never want to say the person is evil. It's hard to find a person that's really, really evil. But what you can say is, what Dreyfus says, is very little of the good in him has ever reached a conscious strata. He's never allowed himself to think it through. We find ourselves, when we do an exercise of thinking through, what did I do not appropriate? Nobody likes to think. Nobody likes to give himself musa. So you say, yeah, I did wrong. There's nothing more to talk about. Yes, it wasn't right. If you don't spell it out, learning musa, Rabbi Yisrael, when Rabbi Yisrael said, "Besfasayim dolkos," Rabbi Yisrael was mechadish. What was Rabbi Yisrael saying to mechadish? Musa existed before. Medrashim, all the medrash is Musa. Sefer Dvarim is Musa. Most of the other Chumash is Musa. Nevi'im is all Musa. Agadot is Musa. What was Rabbi Yisrael mechadish? Another small sefer that you should learn a little bit during the day. Say that if you're learning Chumash, you're learning this, you should be hitting it someplace along the line. Rabbi Yisrael's his main akuda was to learn it. Besfasayim dolkos means. Everyone, when you speak Musa to somebody, the knee-jerk reaction is, what are you telling me? What are you being mechadish to me? That I'm not such a good person. I know I'm not such a good person. I should be doing mitzvah. I should be doing mitzvahs. Say that. We've been there, done that, and that's it. No. Unless you learn to think through it. Give it words and musical words. For Sayim Tolkas means to say Musa with a niggun that's appropriate. If I don't exercise, just like my muscles, if I don't exercise them, they become flat. They're potentially muscles, they could always become muscles, but if I don't use it, it just becomes flabby flesh. It doesn't move you anyplace. Rabbi Sol's mechadish that a person learned to think things through, to give words to it, to let the words cut through him, to put a nigun into the words, and to give it. And the same thing with davening. Davening is the place where Chazal are talking for us. It's the place where we can say everything. Of course, we all know Kadosh Baruch created the world. And how many times do I have to hear that Kadosh Baruch created the world? But the problem is it's buried and on that level. When I say Baruch She'oma Ve'hoyo Ha'olam, V'nisecha She'bechol Yom Imonu, if I say it, and my neshama lies in those words, then I've brought it up to the level of consciousness, and I've been mechaber my pe'ulas to my das. Then when I do the mitzvahs, I'm doing it as a thoughtful act, rather than as a mechanical act. Even though I'm a thinking person, but if I don't infuse the activities with that das, then I don't have it. So in a certain sense, in terms of the big picture, it's like when you have two gears attached to each other. So you see the gears, and each one has its role. The piece that attaches them is the most crucial piece, because that has to make sure they work in tandem. In the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, there's in the Yoitzis in Parshas HaChodesh, it's extraordinary how everybody asks why today we don't have we don't make piyutim, we don't make kines, or make this. If we don't understand the godless of the balei piyut, in the long yeses that nobody says in Parsha Chodesh and Shachris, the long at the end, the theme of Parsha Chodesh deals with chidush, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechadish nebriya, and there's a line over there, v'nosel mem leiv chodesh. Umechudash leshirer al kol shir mehulal umukdash. In other words, the chidush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us in the lave expresses itself in the fact that there's a shir chadash. There's not going to be new neshama, but neshama that we have all the neshama we need, but the vast majority of neshama is not expressed, and if it's not expressed, as far as we're concerned, it doesn't exist. The ability to take the koyach of levia, the word levia means to accompany. Levia means melashon chibur. It's levia's mechabe kahuna and yisrael. It's on terms of the time and things they did, it seems to occupy the smallest part, but it's actually the most central part. And the person needs to find it in his own seder hachayim. Let's say seder hayom, seder hachayim. That to find the ways of diburim, to find the inya of dibur that will bring that out in the person. Every person has untapped areas of feelings and machshavas that are there. Every person engages in a fair amount of asiyas that are appropriate. When a person is the crucial piece that distinguishes an unaccomplished, under-accomplished person, an accomplished person, lies in this koyach of dibur and shir. The koyach of, it says on the Levim, v'dibru b'shir. They express dibur through shir. A person needs to be able to infuse his maisim with the thoughts and feelings that his machshava has. And when a person succeeds in putting that pin in, it's not one pin in the machine. That pin makes the whole machine into one unit and into one shleimus.